And because it is Wednesday and it is 6:37, it is time for one Cal Thomas. Cal, good morning.
Good morning, guys, and happy Valentine's Day. Hope both of you are loved as much as I am.
And I was going to say happy Valentine's Day to you. And I have to tell everybody, congratulations, Cal just got engaged.
Thank you very much.
They're
both even at advanced age.
Yeah, he found love, so I'm so happy for you. And she's a wonderful woman, Cal.
Just to put a button on our last segment, you did the proposal, right?
Of course.
Okay,
a two-page job that is a classic piece of romantic writing.
Yes, excellent.
Yes, with a blue Tiffany's box.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We don't mess around here. And show tunes and everything else. You name it, I've got it.
All right. Let's talk about the quote-unquote scandal that is roiling the White House, because scandal's royal, apparently. The handling of this Rob Porter scandal. It's being called a scandal. Is it a scandal?
No, it's not a scandal. But look, I've been through these background checks. Years ago when I was a reporter, went through one to get a White House pass. I've been interviewed by the FBI and Secret Service for other people who I knew. And one of the top questions they always ask you is about marital relationships. Do you know, did the person have any trouble in their marriage? Was there any incidents of violence or domestic violence? These are things right at the top of the list that get to the character of the person who is applying for a security clearance. I don't know how this was either not known, or if it was known, it was covered up. This thing was botched from the beginning. But it feeds into the narrative, of course, of the left, of total chaos, of not caring about things that are really important, like domestic violence. People are attacking Sarah Huckabee Sanders now as being not credible when she talks about domestic violence and violence against women. So this is all part of the pile-on that, of course, never happened in the Bill Clinton administration. It's just sex. It's a private matter between the president and his wife and Monica Lewinsky and all of this. So there's always the double standard, as our friend Chris Plant always says. If the left didn't have a double standard, they wouldn't have any standards at all.
I'm amazed by this story for a number of reasons. One, it's an unusual Washington story in that one of the key players involved with oversight of how the White House handled all of this is widely believed, or at least personally believed by me, to be a moral man, John Kelly. So when John Kelly comes out and issues statements of support for the guy, and now there's like conflicting timelines from the FBI, this is sort of a complicated story in the sense that we can't just sort of reflexively look at it and say, oh, this is just Washington people just doing things for political expedience. John Kelly is not a Washington guy.
No, I know. And then you have, of course, Chris Wray, the FBI director, who set out his own timeline yesterday. Three different reports to the White House. By the second one, it had to have this business about allegations that Rob Porter beat two of his ex-wives. I mean, again, that's at the top of the list. You don't start with, where did you go to school? And tell me about your parents. You get into these behavioral issues because they get to the heart of the character of an individual. And the key to all of this, you know, it's the old Watergate line. When did John Kelly know and when did he know it? It was an interesting line by the president the other day when he was asked, shouted at, are you looking for a replacement? And the president responded, well, I'm not actively looking. Uh-oh.
I want to ask you about one of the big stories of the week, and it's the Trump budget. The president's budget does some to try and trim deficits, but nowhere near enough. I mean, it's going to add $7 trillion to the debt over the next 10 years, and I think that's a rosy picture if you don't even account for interest rates changing in a meaningful way. So,
yeah, of course, during the campaign, as you well know, the whole theory was that economic growth was going to make up for any deficits and reduce the debt, and
yes,
we're going to cut the size and cost of government. I have long said and written about this several times in my column, Vince, that there ought to be a top-to-bottom audit of the federal government. Reagan used to say the only proof of eternal life in Washington is a government program. In business, in the private sector, you take a look at what is working and what isn't, and if something isn't working and if it costs too much and it can't be done better by the private sector, you get rid of it. I mean, but in government, it's easier to Well, again, it's easier. I don't know what it's easier to do, but it's you can't get rid of a government program. And it's crazy, and it just adds to the debt. And here are Republicans part of this. And you know, everybody's making excuses now. Well, we need this money to get rid of Obamacare, and we need to fund our brave men and women in the military. I mean, this is stupid. We cannot sustain this kind of debt. And if you look at great nations throughout history, debt is one of the major things that caused them to collapse. We really can't go on like this.
How soon do you think we have before this all comes crashing down?
Well, I'm writing a book about it right now, and there was a British diplomat named Sir John Glubb who said in 3,000 years of human history, the average age of empires and great nations is 250 years. Now, there are other factors that go into this, and of course, the Roman Empire lasted 1,000 years, but they all have the basic seeds of decline, and three of them are unmitigated immigration without assimilation, national debt, and military overreach, involvement in other countries that extends the military and the cost of it. We are into the middle of all three of those things, not to mention decadence, which is also part of his theme for declining nations. So in July 4th, 2026, which is the title of the book I'm working on, America will be 250 years old. We better get our house in order. We're more than mortgaging our future. We're saddling our grandchildren with debt that they'll never be able to pay off.
Wow, Cal. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Have fun writing the book, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you about it. We'll see you again next week.
And congrats,
thanks, guys.
Man.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Congratulations.
Bye.
644 on WMAL.